Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Alex and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. And we'd like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Now, first question of the survey, with which political party are you registered?
I'm registered Republican, but I don't like either one of them.
I'm sorry, you're registered with Republican, but what, I'm sorry?
But I don't like either party.
Okay.
Got
it. Now, as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Okay. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida, and Florida state legislature and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August the 20th. The choices are, I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I'm sorry?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely. Okay. And what is your main racial background?
Excuse me?
What is your main racial background?
What kind of background?
Like, are you African American, Asian, white, Caucasian, Hispanic?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. And what is your age? Just to make sure that we speak with all the ages.
60.
60? Okay.
Yep.
Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or they have gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going off track.
Off track? Wrong track, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Illegal immigration, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, crime and public safety, abortion, K through 12 education, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestions, or overdevelopment.
Everything on that list is important, but I'm more concerned about not reelecting the people that locked me down 4 years ago. I haven't forgotten that.
I barely hear you. I don't know if you have me on speaker, but I can barely hear you. What was your answer? I'm sorry?
I said, of the things that you listed, some are important to me, but none as important as making sure that the people who locked me down 4 years ago over a questionable pandemic do not get reelected.
Okay, I understand. But from the list that I read you, which one would you say is the most important from that list?
I would say handling inflation.
I'm sorry?
Inflation.
Inflation, okay. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you might be familiar with. So please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. The first person, Donald Trump. Would you have
very
a favorable or very favorable? Okay, how about Joe Biden?
Trump, he's a criminal.
Okay, and would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion or no opinion?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. How about Ron DeSantis?
Not sure.
Okay. Now, the remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community, okay? This is from now, from this point, it's just about education. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K through 12 education? First option, improving the academic rating of schools, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, increasing teacher pay, reducing class sizes, increasing school choice options, strengthening school safety and security measures.
Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline.
Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. The first, Carter Schools. Would you have a favorable or unfavorable or no opinion about this?
What is it again?
Carter, okay. I'm sorry, Charter Schools?
Charter Schools.
Yes.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, how about teachers?
What about them?
Teachers in your community. Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion or no opinion about them?
That's a very individual question. That's a very individual question about the group. I mean, I have no opinion.
No opinion? Okay. How about your county schools board?
No opinion.
Okay. Traditional public schools?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, very favorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. How about teachers union?
Very unfavorable.
How about Moms for Liberty?
About what?
Moms for Liberty.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about your local PTA or PTO?
No opinion.
No opinion. And how about
private schools.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. No problem. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I have no interaction with the schools.
Okay.
So no opinion.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes you? First opinion, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Number two, although they are not top of my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or last, but not least, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
Somewhat interested.
Okay. Now, which of the following comes closer to your own opinion? The first statement, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or number two, we need to be better fund or we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choices is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
I think parents should have more choices regardless of zip code or income.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, thank you for your time. We're at 60% of the survey. We appreciate your answers and we appreciate your patience. Now, next. As you may know, the elections for school board are non-partisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidate do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classrooms, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or second, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
The second option.
The second one, thank you. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to a child's education. Or second, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
The first. I looked at the second option. It's completely ridiculous. Yeah, the first.
Okay. It's your opinion. That's okay. Now, I'll give you a series of issues, positions that a candidate might hold. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the elections for school board? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first test, a candidate who wants our school to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic. So will that make you much more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. The second, a candidate who supports an acting term limit on school board members, meaning that school board members under terms of 4 years.
You're breaking up now. I couldn't understand that.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read this back to you. A candidate who supports an acting term limit on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I would be more likely to vote for that candidate.
More likely, is that much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. The next says, a candidate who supports the parental right in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Repeat it.
A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Very likely to support them.
Okay. So is that going to be like much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. How about a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. How about a candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phones, and social media free zones during school hours?
Make it what?
How about a candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours?
So you're saying no social media during school hours?
Exactly. That's what it says. That's what it's trying to be.
Yeah, I suppose that.
Okay. So would that be much more likely to vote for that candidate or somewhat more likely
or less?
Oh, okay. How about a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teachers' salary?
Yeah, I don't like the way that's worded. I want teachers to get paid more, but it doesn't mean we have to throw money at them. I would be somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely? Is that, I mean, somewhat less or more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. How about a candidate who... I'm sorry. Just one moment. Okay. The next We're almost done. The next is a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
I thought we did this one.
Let me read it back to you. It says a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
I support that.
Okay, but is that going to be like much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
I'm sorry?
Much more likely.
Thank you. How about a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males identified as female?
Absolutely support that.
Okay, and is that going to be much more or somewhat
more?
Much
more likely.
Okay. How about a candidate who wants to ban teaching of critical race theory in our classroom, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy?
Much more likely to support that.
Okay. How about a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom?
Yes, much more likely to support that.
Okay. And the last, a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
Somewhat
more likely, somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Okay? How long have you lived in Florida?
Since 2020.
I'm sorry?
4 years.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Conservative? Okay. Is it somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Depends on the issue.
Like in general?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school graduated, some college graduated with some college, okay. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
Nope.
No? No children? Nothing?
Nope.
Okay. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Like every day, not
daily.
Every day, but daily? Okay. Thank you. Okay, those are all the questions for today. Thank you. We really appreciate your time and your answers. And have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.